Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, August the 4th. The grains closed higher with December corn up a dime at 606 and a quarter, September wheat up 18 and three quarter cents at 782 and a half, and November beans up 48 cents at 1417 and three quarters. The soybeans led the way up here, meal led the way there. Meal was up 22. Dollars at 420. A couple of things going on. First of all, the weather is a little bit hotter and drier, particularly in the center of the Midwest. Though it doesn't look all that threatening, there's going to be, you know, some heat. 100 degrees in Iowa and Texas, excuse me, Iowa and Kansas. Iowa's going to have some rains. Texas remains pretty dry, but that was part of the higher prices here today. The other thing they've been talking about is that the Chinese may have bought some beans today. Earlier this morning, they were talking about the Chinese have bought 8 to 12 cargoes of beans from Brazil. It changed later in the day that the U.S. may have gotten some of that business. So there may have been some Chinese buying here, though the beans did close about 6-7 cents off their highs. The fact that the Chinese haven't had any real serious retaliation towards Taiwan for Pelosi's visit, I think encouraged the market a little bit here. And up we went. Now, we heard these rumors a week ago that the Chinese bought a lot of beans. I think they bought 120 or 30,000 metric tons of beans. That was it. So if it's not a huge purchase, I don't know whether we'll be able to sustain these higher prices. But again, there's a lot of uncertainties in this market. Could China buy some beans and then do something? Nobody really knows. What are the Russians going to do? So far, there's been no attack on any ship. There's about 16 ships lined up ready to go, and people are pretty hopeful that this agreement's going to hold. So I'm not sure why wheat was higher, except it was kind of tagging along with soybeans up 48 cents. The other thing is the dollar was down 80 ticks here. That certainly helped wheat. We were down 81 ticks at 105.56. You know, again, the dollar looks toppy to me, and ultimately that could help the export market. But I think we've got a long way to go before we really see a cheaper dollar really help us export any real grain around the world. Crude oil was down $2 a barrel. That put a little bit of pressure on corn, but, you know, really not much. We never really traded lower on the day, so, and I don't think it had too much of an impact on the corn, but I think moving forward in May, this was the first close under the 200-day moving average on SIP. Crude oil certainly looks weak. This took out the low, and from July 14th, closed under that. So that's a bit of a problem here, and under the 200-day moving average. So we'll see where the market goes, but I think they overdid it here on the bean market. I mean, yeah, the weather's going to be hot, but there's going to be some rains. Where it's good, it's good. Where it's troublesome. And I just don't think that the Chinese bought all that much U.S. grain, but we'll have to see. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.